It's time for West Texas Roots. This week, Wanell Jordan shares her story of growing up as the daughter of an English teacher in a rural school system, and how her love of the community and land brought her back to the same school years later, this time as a teacher.
I grew up in West Texas in a little rural area, and I was lucky enough that when I went to school, my brother and I both went through school with mother teaching in the same building, which presented its own unique perspective. If you got in trouble at school, you were in trouble before you got home, not just at home, because mother knew what happened before it ever happened. And having your mother for a teacher left you wondering if your friends were friends for you or because they thought you might know what was going to be on the test. And mother taught there for 23 years and taught me 5 years of English and my brother 5 years of English. She taught a junior high one-off 7th or 8th grade and then the 4 years in high school. And when I graduated with a teaching degree. And when we moved back to this area from the Panhandle, I was applying for jobs. And at the time, the school that I graduated from had been converted to an at-risk high school. And that's one of the places that I applied. And I pestered the principal so much, he gave up and gave me a teaching job. And after I was hired, he was shown the school, and I shared with him the fact I probably knew that school better than he did. And I said, "Who's in room 10? And he said, "That is the history room. And why do you ask?" And he says, "This is going to be your room." And I said, "I want room 10. And he said, "But then everything has to be moved." I says, "I know enough people here. We can get everything moved away to meet your satisfaction." And he asked why. And I said, "My mother taught in this room for 23 years from the time the brand new building was open. And if you take the things off of the bulletin board over the blackboard," and yes, that dates me, it was a blackboard, "you will see pictures on that corkboard where a difference in color, where mother put the pictures off of calendars up there to decorate that really high bulletin board that she wouldn't change." And he looked up there and he says, "Now that's what you call history with a room." So then I taught 10 years there, English, needless to say, and I taught some special ed English and special ed math. But when you have that kind of home feeling with West Texas, it spreads. And those young people that I taught didn't have that kind of a background. They didn't understand that that school building was my home as much as my home was my home. And they couldn't understand the feeling of being tied to the land. And we built a house on land that has now been in my family for 125 years. So one of our special programs at school and for the parents was about the history of the area. And I could bring in the original brand registration for my mother when she was a kid and my granddad first started giving her cows. And those cows' calves were the way she went to college because she'd sell that and save the money to go to college on. And they didn't understand that type of history and that kind of heart connection with the land and the area. I'm Wanell Jordan. Thank you for listening.
Want to be featured on KACU? We need West Texans like you to tell their stories. From the opening of your favorite restaurant to your favorite family tradition, we want to hear us. Email us at westtexasroots@kacu.org.